Shardalad, Perchav Chas.
Yeah, we left off talking about how what's called the Nishmasa, the deepest depth of understanding of the Torah that was only by Adam Rishon, and even by Mamon Har Sinai, where there was a level of like Adam Rishon Koyde Mechet, a level of Poskuz Umasan, Afal Pichein, and even then, it wasn't the Amkus, the Hasagus were not to the same degree as what Adam Rishon had. Rishon Zayin. Torah has a guf. They only look at the surface. In other words, it's mandragas. There's the surface level, which the Zohar calls the levush. Then, the people that know more, they look at the guf. That's a little bit deeper. Then he says, by Maimon Har Sinai, they already saw the neshama of the Torah. And then there's a level of nishmasa, din nishmasa, which that only happened at the very beginning of Sheish Vibrations by Adam Rishon. The very beginning of Adam Rishon, the first few hours until he did the chait. That's the R that talks about the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. Rashi talks about this R that the Ribono Shel Olam was nignaz, he put away, lost the loving. R meaning a level of asaga, a level of clarity, a vision, of being able to see and understand. Zeh shamu chazal lost the loving. Kadosh Baruch Hu moitzi cham min atikah. They take the chama out of its pouch. The hainu, the light will be so bright, like it's never been since those first few hours of Adam Rishon's life. And that's what will be lost in love, which is a deeper level of asalga even than Maimon Har Sinai. Adam Rishon koydim chato hayadar began. Adam Rishon before the chait lived in the gan, and we toy chaya mistakel be'edin hanal, meaning that's what. The shoyness, which means to say, he saw with that kind of clarity. Eden represents seeing with that kind of clarity. Since the chait nistal kamim menu zoyse bechinal yoino, he lost that level. The chain goes oz megan Eden. That's what it means. He was chased out of Gan Eden. What does it mean? He was chased out of Gan Eden. It could mean it in a physical way also, but what it really means is this idea that he lost that level of hasaga. He lost that level of hasaga. Okay, whatever that means now. If it would have been written Allah Seyde, whoever would read it would know how to create worlds and to be Mechai Meis. Again, which is a reference to this level of hasaga that can mamish understand everything. Noshul devar katas inin a hefesh v'yisrin or kedushas haTorah hakadosh al mitzvahs. Now he's going to explain the level and the difference between the art of Torah from other mitzvahs. Hini chazal amru. The Gemara says in Sot, Torah shem menachem bar yosef. Kineh mitzvah, the Torah art. Ner is a mitzvah is compared to a ner, and Torah is compared to ar. Torah l'kosev is a mitzvah ben ner, yes, a Torah ba'ar, lo'y melecha, ma ner ein ein meir el lefi shah. A ner only shines while it's lit. It's temporary light. Af mitzvah ein megin el lefi shah. The mitzvah only protects you temporarily. U'ma ar meir lo'olam. And just like ar is lit, ar by definition is ar, it never goes out. Have Torah Megin al Oilam, Torah protects forever. Umasik, and the Gemara's maskon over there is the Torah be in the Osik be Megin al Matzah. Torah, when you're being Osik in it, it protects you and it also saves you. It saves you. Rashi, he brings Rashi on the bottom. It protects you from Yisurin and it also saves you from the Yitzhahara. When you're not being oisik on it, aguni magni, it still protects you from yisurin. Atzuli lo matzla, but it doesn't save you from yitzhar. Mitzvah bein bein adosik ba bein bein adosik ba aguni magni atzuli lo matzla. Chinomu sham aveir mechab a mitzvah, and aveir can extinguish a mitzvah. Bein aveir mechab a torah, but it can't extinguish torah. The Gemara in Saita over there discussing what kind of zechuyas that the Saita has. What kind of protection? Yeah.
So mitzvah can, Torah can save you from an avera, from the yitzhara, but a mitzvah can't.
Yeah, that's what it's saying. Yeah. In other words, the avera can come and put the mitzvah out of your mind and take the Torah. The avera can never extinguish. Chen, what? Right? People have heard this concept before. The Tayyig mitzvahs are connected to Tayyig parts of a person. When you do one mitzvah correctly, you makadish that part of you. And you give life to that part of you. Or if he's faced with an avera, the nimna perish lo asa, and he holds back and he doesn't do the avera. Asher olav amru chazal yoshev adam lo avar avera nois lo schar koisem mitzvah. Yushalmi says when a person does not do an avera, he gets schar as if he did a mitzvah. So nitam in his kaddish gamkin oisa gid the pratiya b'chuv negdo. It's makaddish that part of him, right? The person's made up. Like it says in Chazal from Ramach Evarim and Shasa Gidim. Ramach is connected to mitzvah, so Shasa connected to mitzvah lo isase. And that's what's going to give chiyus to that part of him. Fine. And it's not just the guf, it means that the shom is made up of these different parts also. And each part is given chiyus from each mitzvah that's set up connected it. Amnum. Meaning, each mitzvah can give chiyus to each different chelik of the tayag parts of us. But the Torah is what gives chiyus to the whole person, to the entire person. That's what it says. The entire person becomes niskadish, not single parts. Meaning, what does it mean? What's the taich tamatay connected kulam? He's taiching it. He's saying the pshat is that the tayag parts of you, the tayag mitzvahs, each one gives chiyus and kedusha to the different part of you. But Tom Torah connected kulam, that's niskadish, the entire you. The entire person is niskadish and elevated through that. So it means Tom Torah connected kulam. Okay, stop here for now.